Second Perek of Kilayim, Mishneh Zayin. We're continuing the different shiurim of Halachot, how much one has to separate between one min and another. Haya roish toch hiten nichnas betar shel tzairin mutter mitnei shenir kisoy sadeyu. Even though there's a certain measurement of distance that one has to separate between a field of wheat and a field of barley, but if it was set up in a fashion that is recognizable as two distinct fields, then it's permitted. So here we have one square field, and then we have the point of a triangle that is jutting out of the second field is the point of contact between the two fields. So since we don't have two fields alongside one another, which look like one is continuation of the other, the wheat is continuation of the barley. Over here we have the wheat, which is a square field, and we have just a point of the triangle of the barley field, which is touching the wheat field, and therefore, since it's distinct, it's all right. Shaloi chitin v'shal chaveir min acher, if he has a field of wheat, and let's say his friend has a field of barley. So since it's two different fields also, it's Reuven's field and Shimon's field, we don't need a larger separation because it's two people, it's not his tzavit, it's two different tzavit. Not only that, but muta lismach lo'i v'me'oysa min, that he could be soymech more of the barley, let's say he has wheat and his friend has barley, he can add some barley on his side and also won't have to separate because it looks like it's an extension of his friend's field. So once again, everything goes by the modern sign, the way it looks. As long as it looks like it's two different people's fields, then that's good enough for us. Even though in this case, the Mara sign is going to be Lakula. That even though he's planting some of his own stuff, since it appears to be an extension of his friends, that's good enough. Shaloi chitin v'shal chaveir chitin, if they both have wheat, both his friend and he has wheat and his friend has wheat, muta lismach l'kteilm shal tishtin v'l'kteilm shal min acha. You'll have to put a row of flax in between the two fields, even though flax is aligned with these other meanings. The idea behind this is that it's not normal to grow flax in a row. They grow only large fields of the flax. If there's only one row, it appears clearly that he's only doing this to test to see if these are good seeds. And since he's not doing it for growing the flax just for testing purposes, that is also not kilayim. So we have many kulas in kilayim zeroyim that as long as he's not interested in growing that other min as kilayim, or it doesn't appear to be mixed together, then it is mutter. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Erev Derepishin Vechet Kol Amin. Rabbi Shimon is more maker, he says, if you have to one row in between two larger fields, and the border between two larger fields, it also doesn't look like you're planting it for regular planting purposes. We do not have a passing like Rav Shimon in this circumstance. Yeah, Rav Yisi Aymer Afi Emsa Sadeh Mutta Livdok Telem Shal Pishta. Rav Yisi says that even within his own field, he's allowed to make one row of pishtin, because as we said before, pishtin, the flax is generally grown in larger fields and not just in one row, and therefore he felt that even in the middle of one's own field, it's obvious that he's doing this only to test it. But it might be possible like the Tanakhama that only if it's in between two fields do we say that one of the two parties can plant one row of pishtin, because it's clear that it's only being planted for testing purposes.